WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting what you need in return? Like a human battery perpetually on low power? You know that feeling when your phone is at 1% and it's like, just one more email. Well, friends, today we're diving into the art of setting healthy boundaries, because let's face it, sometimes saying no is the bravest thing you can do. Now, before you picture a bunch of stoic samurai with rigid rules, hear me out. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your energy, your well-being, and ultimately, allowing yourself to show up as the best version of you in all areas of life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater without asking, right? Boundaries are just that. A way of respecting your own needs and values just as much as you would respect others. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to setting healthy boundaries. First, identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute must-haves in your life? Is it quality time with loved ones? Your personal space? Consistent sleep? Knowing these core values helps you filter out what's truly important and allows you to say no to things that don't align. Think of it like choosing ingredients for a delicious recipe. You wouldn't just throw everything in, right? Second, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It simply means expressing your needs and expectations respectfully but directly. Remember, no is a complete sentence. Don't feel obligated to justify yourself or over-explain. A simple, I appreciate you asking, but I'm unable to do that right now, can be surprisingly effective. Third, practice saying no gracefully. Start small. Maybe it's declining an invitation you don't have the energy for or politely passing on a task at work that's outside your scope. Over time, saying no becomes easier and more natural. Remember, saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout. Nobody wins there. Fourth, set expectations from the get-go. Don't wait until you're overwhelmed to establish boundaries. When starting a new relationship, whether personal or professional, clearly communicate your needs and limits up front. This sets the stage for mutual respect and understanding right from the start. Think of it like agreeing on a game plan. Everyone knows the rules and can play fair. Finally, be consistent. The most important part of setting boundaries is sticking to them. Don't let people guilt you into giving in or make excuses for their behavior. Consistency shows others that you're serious about your well-being and they'll learn to respect those limits over time. Let me give you a quick real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night, venting about their problems, sometimes for hours. You care about them, but it's starting to drain your energy and affect your sleep. Setting a boundary here could be as simple as saying, "Hey, friend's name, I love hearing from you, but after 9 p.m., I need to wind down for the day. Let's catch up tomorrow morning." This is clear, assertive, and respectful. It shows your friend that you care but also sets a healthy limit for your time and energy. So, there you have it. The art of setting healthy boundaries isn't about being rigid or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself and creating space for what truly matters. Remember, you deserve to protect your energy, prioritize your well-being, and show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life. Take a moment to reflect on those 5 key takeaways. Identify your non-negotiables, communicate clearly and assertively, practice saying no gracefully, set expectations up front, and be consistent. Go forth and set those boundaries. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag Modern Stoicism. Let's keep talking about these timeless tools for navigating today's challenges. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.